Hey, this is Sean. Obviously, I don't know why I said that. This is a section of a podcast we recorded last weekend. It was a super duper late podcast, like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., I don't remember, 1 a.m., whatever it was super late. Everyone was tired. And I may have been drinking, allegedly. I mean, allegedly, that's the word I was drinking. I don't remember. Maybe I drank so much I don't remember. Anyways, it was with Gable Leia from the Uncanny X-Bros, Clint Thiel from Geek Dig, Jesus Gonzalez from The Horrible Gamers, and stand-up comedian Caitlin McAtee. So, this was a two-hour podcast originally, and at this point, it was somewhere around 90 minutes. We were right around minute 90, so everyone is super exhausted. And Caitlin pulls up Amazon and starts reading us Amazon reviews. Yes, Amazon reviews. There are some crazy-ass reviews on Amazon that they're actually a lot cooler, a lot more interesting than you'd ever imagine an Amazon review. They're more like stories. They're more like crazy, long stories. And actually, they're super neat. So enjoy this, because you may never hear anything like this ever again. So gather around the campfire, relax, and enjoy. Oh yeah. And we did do improv, like we always do on the podcast. But instead of it being in the intro, it's at the far end. So after this podcast, only about 30 minutes, at the end, there's intro music, and there's an improv skit right there with all of us in it. Total chaos. Enjoy the podcast, guys. Hey, Norma. Give me a horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
That's horrible.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
It's so awkward.
This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
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 Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't do that. It's awkward.
Okay, 10,000 gallon lube.
I just ordered that the other day.
It's the 55 gallon drum of lube. There it is. Okay.
Yes.
These are my favorite.
Did a Yelp review.
Let's take a look at these at these reviews. Brad and I will be grand marshals at this year's San Diego Pride Parade, and we were looking for just the right touch to add a bit of pizzazz to our appearance. So when we stumbled across Passion Natural Water-Based Lubricant, 55-gallon drum, we felt like we'd struck gold. Just enough volume to soak an entire parade of spectators, and yet it fits easily on our float. Double win. Now, how to spray the lube on excited onlookers? Why, by a water pump gun, of course. To test out our delivery mechanism, we purchased a drum for our backyard and set up a slip and slide. I had Brad charge toward me down the slide and fired at will. It helped to imagine that he was a Klingon bird of prey. Target that explosion and fire. What I didn't realize was that Brad's forward momentum would cause him to crash into me, upending the entire drum along with us. Chaos. Our unfortunate cats, who had come out to judge our activities, were caught in the deluge. Looking like drowned rats, they howled and sped around the yard in hysterical circles, and then they tried for 10 minutes to climb a tree. Once again, the neighbors thought we'd set something on fire, so the fire department arrived shortly afterwards. Trying to explain any of this to a stranger, especially a hunky one in uniform. "Hose me down," I offered, and kindly he did, and then retrieved our cats out of the tree with only minor scratches to the face. Bottom line, we decided against soaking the Pride Parade revelers, lest it create an incident. As UPS directly unloaded my 55-gallon drum, the driver accidentally spilled it into my driveway. Any amount of cars can now fit into my garage. I knew back... Okay, wait. Hang on. Oh, yes. I agree with this one. I'm a risk analyst for a major insurance firm, so when my wife and I were planning a birthday party for our 7-year-old Crispin, my mind naturally turned to liabilities. We'd settled on the theme of backyard carnival, complete with a swing set, trampoline, merry-go-round, and a giant slip and slide, so I carefully inspected all of the equipment for safety. It seemed sound. We have a home on a bluff overlooking the ocean. As it happened, on the day of the party, our neighbors were trimming their ficus trees. We heard the sound of their wood chipper buzzing occasionally from the other side of our tall hedge. It was a little irritating, but not disruptive. The party started off wonderfully. A clown we'd hired made balloon animals, Crispin eagerly opened his presents, and all the children enjoyed cake and fruit punch. The weather was mild, skies clear, and it seemed like a perfect day. And then we brought out the slip and slide. The problem with water slides is what we in the trade call distributed water deficiency zones, or in layman's terms, dry spots. If a child hits one of these, it can put the brakes on the fun and send them sliding down a path of medical claims, contusions, concussions, lacerations, abrasions, whiplash, back rash, and disc impaction. And that's just for starters. From there, it's a slippery slope towards major litigation. To avoid even the remote possibility of such injuries, I invested in this 55-gallon drum of water-soluble personal lubricant. The idea being that the children could enjoy the slide in complete safety and then wash off in the house before their parents came to retrieve them. With that in mind, I dipped each child into the vat before allowing them to queue up for the slide. The slip and slide itself performed admirably, as did the lubricant. In fact, that was the problem. Due to the slight downhill gradient of our yard, the children built up so much speed that they skidded across the lawn and into a retaining wall on the other end of our property with sufficient force that I had to put an end to the activity. I endeavored to roll up the mat at no easy task, as the lawn surrounding the slide itself was now well lubricated, and I struggled to maintain my footing. When I looked up from my labor, I gasped. I grasped, for the first time, the scope of the liabilities I had unleashed. A horde of extremely well-lubricated seven-year-olds, hyped up on sugar and desperate for fun. I saw young Eliza Gimmelman climb onto the trampoline. She began jumping, but the pad soon became so slick that she lost control. Her wild flailing, unfortunately, fell into the harmonic synchronization with the motion of the springs, propelling her higher and even higher still until she soared above the trampoline safety enclosure and over the hedge into the neighbor's yard. There came a ghastly grinding sound, and I could tell from the crimson plume that followed it would be a loss. Twins Jeremy and Mason Lafferty were on the swing set. Having attained the swing's full range of motion, they were apparently having a difficulty holding on. At that point, the swings became human catapults. Mason separated on the backswing, arching over the roof of our home towards the street beyond. I surmised from the screeching tires, car horns, and screams of horror that he was also unrecoverable. A terrified Jeremy soon lost his grip as well, sailing forward over the bluff and plummeting 300 feet down into the ice-cold, shark-infested waters of the San Francisco Bay. An open claim, but not promising. The rest of the children were clinging to the... My dog is upset. I'm sorry. The rest of the children were... God damn it, Thor. The rest of the children were clinging to the merry-go-round, having just witnessed the violent deaths of at least two of their playmates. They were no longer in the mood for fun. However, the lubricant had dripped from their glistening bodies into the central cog, allowing it to spin faster than it was designed to. And this, likely combined with other factors, their relative weight distribution, and the slight incline of the ground. Hang on one second.
So I was like, I love that. That is a very complex story.
That's amazing.
Now, why isn't that person better be an author, right?
Oh, definitely.
They better be, or I would be upset. Okay, where did we leave off? The rest of the children were clinging to the merry-go-round, having just witnessed the violent ends of at least two of their playmates. They were no longer in the mood for fun. However, the lubricant had dripped from their glistening bodies into the central cog, allowing it to spin faster than it was designed to. And this, combined with other factors, their relative weight distribution, the slight incline of the ground, cause their motion to become self-sustaining and the centrifugal force built upon itself until they became a blurry, screaming disc of human suffering. Then they began to fly off like cannonballs. Martin Duckworth was the first to go, causing significant structural damage to the greenhouse. Lisa Aurelio shattered a line of ceramic garden gnomes, and Ethan Green slammed into our Audi Q7 so hard it had to be written off as, tragically, he did. Several other children left what looked like gingerbread man indentations in the siding of our home. It was terrifying. When the wheel finally came to a stop, there was only one child left. And as luck would have it, it was our beloved Crispin, huddled in the center of the merry-go-round, weeping. My wife ran to him and hugged him with all the might of a relieved, traumatized parent. A little too hard, as it turned out, lubricated as he was, he shot from her arms like a wet bar of soap. 15 feet into the air, landed on the trampoline, and then soared in a half-gainer over the hedge and into the wood chipper. Since then, I've asked myself 1,000 times, is there anything I could have done differently? But in the end, no actuary table could have predicted this bloodbath. I can only conclude that this was an act of God, and that to me is truly terrifying, because we're not covered for that.
I want to pull this recording and listen to this every night before I go to sleep and just have a nightmare. I seriously am. I just picture this kid, like, going over the thing, and he's, like, happy and just lands in a wood chipper.
My dog is barking at the other dog that is in the oven.
In the oven?
Four.
There's a dog in the oven, guys.
Uh-oh.
What is going on, dude? I'm so... I shouldn't have done this. This is the bad idea. Jesus, are you there? Gabe, are you there? Are you awake? Gabe? Gabe Alea. Gabriel.
Gabe.
Gabe fell asleep. Dude, I told you that was the perfect go-to.
Sorry, dude. No. I was here. The part of my thing was unplugged.
Oh, I was like, that was perfect.
No, I heard you yelling. I'm like, what? What the fuck you want?
that's the perfect go-to-bed story, man. You fell asleep.
No. I was listening, but I was yelling, and you couldn't hear me, but my stupid plug had come out.
Yeah, there's no way I could ever read as good as Caitlin can, so I'm going to quit mine. I'm done.
Do you guys want to hear another story about a convention?
Yeah, sure. Give us another one where if I ever need to take a nap, I just want to dream... That's great. That's fucking awesome. That they better have some. They better actually have written some real shit because. Oh, 3 stars for this 98-inch TV. It says okay as a second monitor. Oh, shit.
I'm getting tired, Iams.
We're gonna shut it down right now. We're gonna hear this story and we'll shut it down.
Cool. All right. Sounds good.
Cool.
Sorry, guys.
No, that's cool. It's holiday weekend, dude. I'm just tired. Old man problems.
All right. This story right here is, I think pretty legendary. Let me find it really quick. I just got to go through this old archived thread. And
legendary.
All right. Oh boy. I don't know where to start. With this, I suppose. People often ask me why I carry a walking stick with me, and that's because I can't walk normally anymore. And I suppose I'll tell you how. I'm at a convention with 2 of my friends. I was Ezio, because I was super big into Assassin's Creed at the time, and it was a pretty impressive costume, if I do say so myself. My 2 friends were also in the game. So one was one of the plague doctors, and another was that annoying asshole with a lute that begs you for money. We didn't think our costumes would turn too many heads, but we were still proud of our work, and to our surprise, we got a lot of compliments. And then she showed up. Or rather, she didn't show up. She was birthed unto the world from the realm of the nether, born of hellfire and cream cheese. Enter Hambeast Prime. To call her a hambeast is a compliment. To say her appearance brought about desires, to set oneself aflame would be showing mercy. To burn a manatee in effigy would be cruel, not for the manatee's death, but for the degree of insult to the manatee. Her image was etched into my retinas by the fuzzy heat that emanated from her person. Her hair was like a morph head, Her hair was like a mop head of split rat furs greased with snail slime. Her fingers makes the moon Jupiter. Her figure makes the moon Jupiter Titan feel better about itself. No, she was not simply fat. She was very wide, to the point that you could fit two or three other fat people behind her. Her skin reminded me of the surface of a desolate planet, festering pimples oozing from her face and scattering like sunken craters. You may call this description harsh. She could not have possibly been this bad, you may say. Son, I need you to understand this. With every fiber of my being, I must stress this point to you. Yes. Yes, she was that bad. Anyway, me and my two friends were sitting on a bench talking. I'm thirsty, so I make my way to the nearest water fountain, and then I heard it. It was the sound of God dying. It was a caterwaul of gurgling in an attempt to produce a squeal, and when it first cursed my ears, I honestly thought that someone had let a swine loose in the convention center. Following the sound of the shriek came the sound of thunder, louder and louder, closer than closer. Tom, tom, tom. Tom, tom, tom. I saw it first in the reflection of the water fountain. My dog thinks that I'm trying to play with him because I made screechy noises.
Oh shit, this is great.
This has never happened before on a podcast.
No, it hasn't.
Wait, what? Did something happen when I was reading?
No, I'm saying this has never happened. Just story time and dogs barking. This is fucking... This is unique.
Oh, should I stop?
This is like a first.
Oh, no.
No one's ever had story time. Thor's like, fucking pay attention to me.
Thor was like so mad right now.
No, seriously, it's like so mellow.
You probably heard one of the Mexicans' voices.
I'm gonna like make him a peanut butter thing, and then I'm gonna... He'll shut up if I give him peanut butter.
Oh man, I need some... That was fucking awesome. Gabe, how is what time is it for you, two?
One.
Oh, you guys are on here. Oh, yeah, because you don't change.
We never change, dude.
Yeah, so just whenever we change, either we're forward
it's
or...
It's one... What is it for you, two?
It's 1 o'clock.
Oh, it's 1 o'clock. Okay. Same for you, right, Jesus?
Well... No, Jesus is...
Yep.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's one, too.
It's fucking 3 o'clock for me. That's... And I'm, like, not exhausted.
No, we're having story time.
I need to make sure that my dog can have almond butter because I've run out of peanut butter. Almond butter puppies.
Should be good.
Almond butter, both almond and peanut butter can be fine for puppers. Okay. Okay, Thor, shut up.
Thor's growing up. See him? He's getting a little deeper. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Dogs go from that bark to that growl, that...
Are you going to put this up?
Am I going to put it on the feet? Why not? What, you think I wouldn't?
No, I'm curious.
I'm going to have to edit out some bullshit that I said, but... Floor's getting mean. Oh, I love it, dude. I love when dogs go from that yelp to that bark.
Sorry, I didn't mean to yawn on camera.
Yeah, dude. You're not even on video, though.
Take that out.
No, you're not. Let's have a story to tell you. One time when I was younger, I was playing out. This is like one of my highlights. It was like field day. You guys ever had a field day where it's like kind of like do whatever you want for one day? And, like, I've always been the nerdy kid, never had no friends. But one day I went out and they were playing beanbag, right? They were, like, throwing beanbags as far as they can. Mm-hmm. And everyone just throws the beanbag like a baseball. And I was like, what if I grab this beanbag by the corner and just fucking chuck it like a frisbee, you know? Give that an extra. I don't know if you grab by the corner of the beanbag. And I threw it the furthest farther than anybody ever did. And everyone looked at me for one split second like, Tom, you're going to grow up to be a cool kid. It never happened, but for that split second, everyone looked at me like, I was the cool kid.
You are the cool kid, Sean.
No. I'm not saying to agree with me. But this is a true story.
No, I'm not. I'm just being smart.
And then one time, with this other kid, I grew up with, he kicked me in the balls when I was in fifth grade. Like, you know, just because, like, kick me in the balls. Just kick this big kid in the balls. It hurt so bad, more than I ever hurt ever before. And then a couple years later, I had to get surgery on my testicles because they swollen up so big, about the size of a baseball. I was in so much pain.
Really?
I had to get them untangled through surgery.
Shut up.
No, dead serious. Dead serious, man.
You had what ball surgery?
Yes.
Dude. You had ball surgery?
Yes.
For what? You haven't? I had ball surgery.
Really?
Have you?
Well, I had a hernia that showed up down there.
Yeah, mine was like the doctor said if I would have gone a couple hours later, I would have definitely lost it, one of them. And it's never been the same since. It's never been the same. Every once in a while, I got this little tweak in my voice when I talk. No, everything's serious except for the tweak in my voice. I'm just naturally dumb.
So no ball surgery.
No, that's true. Absolutely true. Yeah, that part is absolutely true.
Oh, my
God. Thor got a treat, so he's okay now. I filled one of his toys with peanut butter, and now he's trying to get to the peanut butter.
Peanut butter is fucking good, you guys.
It's really good.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it is.
It keeps him quiet for a super long time. At night. That's the trickiest part.
Peanut butter is, like, his kennel. The best.
I love
peanut butter is totally the best.
I give him a little mash of bananas, doggy treats, and peanut butter. And I stick it in one of his little plastic toys, and then he plays with it.
I make peanut. Oh, I love just taking peanut butter and put banana. You guys, let's not talk about food. Oh, yeah.
So, Caitlin, are you going to San Diego Comic-Con?
No.
No?
Oh. I wanna. I'm going to Anime Expo. I'm actually emceeing for a show there.
Where's Anime Expo at?
It's in Los Angeles.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I will be at Comic-Con.
Not alert. I will be jelly.
This will be my 15th year.
15th Ooh. Year? You're dating yourself, dude. Your first one you went, you were 40. That puts you at 35?
Shut up.
You're so old.
I am.
Why are you so old?
I have no idea.
Because you were born on a specific date and you grew. That's what happens.
Weird.
Yeah, being old just sucks.
Jesus so did you want one. To? Did you want me to finish the story?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where did we leave off?
It was a bunch of crazy shit that happened.
And then I heard it, the sound of God himself dying. It was a caterwaul of gurgling in an attempt to produce a squeal. And when it first cursed my ears, I honestly thought that someone had let a swine loose in the convention center. But following the sound of the shriek came the sound of thunder, louder and louder, closer and closer, tom, 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 tom. I saw it first in the reflection of the water fountain's metal. My first reaction, my word, that is some very impressive prop work on someone's Katamari Damacy cosplay. Good show. My second reaction, sweet mother of Mary, that's a human being. My third reaction, sweet mother of Mary, it's a human being and it's headed straight for me. And then with an amount of agility you would never expect a cheetah to possess, let alone this overgrown meatball, I was tackled. The first part of me to hit the floor was my face. I managed to just barely retard my fall with my hands, so I survived the attack with only a chipped tooth. with my jaw throbbing in pain and my body struggling to relay the message of what in the name of God just happened to me, I felt two small, flabby bovines wrapping their sweaty selves around my incapacitated form. To my horror, they were actually arms, the arms of this creature. So now I was not only pinned to the ground by her incomprehensible mass, but I was also being held in the bear hug from hell. Her folds draped across my face, cutting off several of my senses. I was petrified by my claustrophobia. I couldn't think, I couldn't see, I couldn't breathe. I didn't want to breathe. The first time I did, the sudden inhalation of the equivalent of half-rotten corpse of Cthulhu marinating in a broth of garlic and nightmares nearly gave me a seizure. So I held my breath, praying for her to either let me go or for me to die. Either would be a blessing. Fortunately, since I was cosplaying as Ezio, I had several prop weapons on my person, the handles of which were painfully jabbing into the beast. She was forced to stand up to escape the discomfort, but she kept me buried in her monstrous arms. I never thought I would be so happy to see fluorescent ceiling lights. The calm was short-lived, however, for she quickly spun me around and forced me face first into her chest. I found myself swallowed by her bosom, my nose planted firmly in the center of the moldy crevasse of her breast. I would prefer not to go further into detail on this one. The last time I tried to tell this part of the story, I started screaming. Screaming, and never stopping until the darkness went away. It killed God, the darkness. It killed him, and it will kill us all.
Wow.
That is really fucking incredible.
There is more.
Holy shit.
There is more. Part
God,
two.
God died already. The part two?
Part two?
God returns. No. When I was finally released from the molten marshmallow hell, I was greeted by what can only be described as a sperm whale that had somehow ensnared itself into a two-piece bikini and cat ears. I haven't the foggiest idea of who or what she was cosplaying. All I do know is that whatever she was doing, it was most likely against the Geneva Convention. Suddenly, she spoke, shrieking like a choking harpy coming from what looked like less of a mouth and more like a slit cut through Ron Jeremy's taint.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Ezio, the monster roared. I also note that she pronounced it... I gave him treats. I guess part two will have to wait because I gave him treats, but he will not stop crying. Shut up.
Wow, that was a scary one.
He makes this weird little demon cry noise whenever he's really upset. He's really lonely in his kennel, and we let him sleep outside of his kennel the last couple nights. But he had a really bad accident last night, so we have to put him back in. This is his first night in the kennel since we let him roam free, and he is super not happy about it.
That's how I feel when I get imprisoned. Happy. I know it's my fault I'm here, but... I think it's time for us to wrap it up. It's been 2 hours. I was thinking we're going to do an hour podcast. You know what, Caitlin? No joke. You should have a podcast where you just read Amazon reviews.
I think I'm going to.
I think absolutely not. I'm not even joking. Or... fibbing or bullshitting or blowing smoke up your ass, I think people would love it. It would be so interesting.
Dude, I think I want an episode of Geek Dig where that's all she does.
Just read Amazon reviews.
I think I'm going to. I think I got the voice for it.
I think podcasting is great. You would do way better than we do at podcasting. You'd kill all of our ratings. So that would suck because you'd take all of our listeners because they just heard me saying this and now they're all waiting for they're all subscribing even though you don't have a subscription to subscribe to yet. It'll I be do. There and we'll oh you do
that sea monster on YouTube.
Oh, that's true.
We need that sea monster, the letter C. Sorry about my dog.
I'm glad Thor made it too, because Thor is strong.
Thor is strong and mighty. He will survive crate training. Maybe. Crate training.
Dude, man, I know you've been trying to be a rapper for a while, but your rap skills just aren't on point, man.
Drop that beat for him.
Dude, yeah, drop that beat. Clint, man, drop it, dude. Drop your flows.
I don't know.
Dude, I don't rap.
That was pretty good. That was a pretty good flow.
That was a good verse one. All right.
Rap music is like candy. The first thing you do is throw away the wrapper.
Whoa, that was it.
He got bars, people.
Damn, you just
that's verse one. That's verse one.
Get the chorus.
Yeah, Caitlin, rip. I want to see Caitlin rip into Clint. Clint, you guys battle. Go. go.
I don't like you very much, Clint.
Clint, what you got to
that's
say
okay,
about
that? That's okay, nope.
Yeah, boy.
Gee, that was sick.
Just give me time, you'll grow to tolerate me like everybody
fight,
else does.
Fight, Clint.
If I met you in public, I would tolerate you, but I wouldn't be as aggressive as I am towards you on Facebook.
Oh,
whoa.
Fight. Clint, what you gonna say about that, homie? Clint.
Nothing.
Clint, what you gonna say about that, bro?
Sean, have you seen me? She's actually right about that.
Clint, I have no idea who you are as a person, but I'm going to make a wild assumption that you either live with your parents or in a very crappy apartment.
Oh, wait, I live in a crappy apartment.